You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
In ancient times, it was common to relate history by telling stories. This also served to keep a verbal history alive and remembered by future generations. The Australian Indigenous tribes have done this for centuries. They've handed down verbal tribal history which would have been lost otherwise.
A good book always starts with its first paragraph grabbing the reader's interest. It fails if it does not tell a good story with identifiable main character. It must have that tension where things go wrong and the hero eventually wins, despite all the difficulties or problems. Then it has to end with a memorable conclusion.
Movies are exactly the same. A friend of ours says he can tell how a good movie is by the opening music. Have you ever paid to go see a movie and halfway through you thought you've wasted your money?
This same friend has a son who is in the movie Australia, and he told us the only good part of the movie was the scene his son was in and the scenery. He thought the people who made the movie had ignored the main rule, tell a good story.
Now, when you visit country areas of Australia, you often hear all sorts of interesting yarns from local folk. The bush yarns are often amusing and memorable. I guess the information in the stories sticks in the memory, more so than a list of facts, because the information was given to us in a story.
In the Old Testament, written some thousands of years ago, King David had sinned. He had committed adultery and then allowed the woman's husband to be killed in battle. King David was guilty of a horrible sin. Someone in his situation should have known better, and he had no excuse, because these were serious sins against God.
God doesn't let sin go unpunished. He knew exactly what David had done, and this is where the power of the story is illustrated. How do you tell the king he is a great big sinner, and that God is going to punish him?
There was a man called Nathan. He was a prophet, and he was given the job to tell King David God's message. But how would he do it and keep his head at the same time?
Nathan solved that problem with a story. He went to see King David. The Lord sent the prophet Nathan to David. Nathan went to him and said, "There were two men who lived in the same town. One was rich and the other was poor. The rich man had many cattle and sheep, while the poor man had only one lamb which he had bought. He took care of it, and it grew up in his home with his children. He would feed it with some of his own food, let it drink from his cup, and hold it in his lap. The lamb was like a daughter to him. One day a visitor arrived at the rich man's house. The rich man didn't want to kill one of his own animals to prepare a meal for him. Instead, he took the poor man's lamb and cooked a meal for his guest."
The story continues. David was very angry with the rich man and said, "I swear by the living Lord that the man who did this thing ought to die. For having done such a cruel thing, he must pay back four times as much as he took." "You are that man," Nathan said to David, "and this is what the Lord God of Israel says. I made you king of Israel and rescued you from Saul. I gave you his kingdom and his wives. I made you king over Israel and Judah. If this had not been enough, I would have given you twice as much. Why then have you disobeyed my commands? Why did you do this evil thing?" By telling this story, Nathan had King David convict himself. He had David's attention, and David was now ready to repent of his horrible sin.
King David was punished, and because he repented, God forgave him. He went on to be one of Israel's most famous kings. God needed to get his attention in such a way that he would listen, and in David's case, the story worked.
If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170.